How many are going to be interviewed?
Eight.
No names are going to be revealed at this time?
No, it's a personnel thing, and it won't. The names don't have to be revealed, and won't be revealed till we get to the final stage. And that won't be for another couple of weeks. The search firm BWP, they paired the pool from 60 applicants to 8. We had 42 in-state applicants. 18 applied from out of state. Several of them were from surrounding states or educators that had left Texas and been in another state and were wanting to come back. So they had really a great response. It was about 150% of the number of applicants they presumed that they would have earlier in the process.
Is there any sort of general feel that you can talk about describing the field of eight? Obviously, you all are very confident in that maybe any of the eight can wind up being the one, but what stands out about this group?
They're highly educated. They have, advanced degrees from some major institutions. There's experience. There's track records of increasing performance within the school districts. There's diversity in backgrounds, diversity in ethnicity. I'm really proud of what they brought forward to us. I think that it's a great pool, and I think it's very deep. And I know they had an even deeper pool to carve these eight out of.
Any of the eight from within the district?
I'm not sure. I can't remember where everybody's from.
Or if whether any of the eight have been in the district at one point or another.
I don't know about that either. I don't know if we've gotten that far to know exactly where they're from.
But no names that you had recognized?
Well, we go to a lot of meetings across the state and across the country, so we could have run across some of these people maybe before in our travels, but I don't, there's no names being revealed or anything like that.
But suffice to say that you, if not the entire board, is happy with the way the search has gone thus far.
I think so. I think that they've been really good to work for. If we had any questions, they answered them. If we had any thing that we kind of wanted to do, they did it for us. I'm really happy with the firm, and I think when we get through this process, we'll be really happy with the candidates they brought forward and ultimately the one we wind up hiring.
I know you can't speak for everybody, but what are some of the things that you want to get brought up during the interview process?
Your goals of how to move a district forward, how do you relate with the community? How do you go to Chamber of Commerce events? Works well with different ethnic groups? And, how do you get out and become a member of the community and show your support for the entire community, not just, on an education level? And budgeting, what have you done to save your district's money? How do you see the funding situations, and what do you think should be done in Bryan ISD to fix that?
Anything else?
Look forward to going through the interviews and meeting all these candidates and, going through them and, picking out the CEO to, take Bryan ISD to new levels to where we can be very successful. Kids, and really think that kids are important. I think sometimes that gets lost within the business of schools and the business of school jobs and whatnot, but it's ultimately all about educating the children and making sure that they'll be successful later in life.
And at least on paper, that's what you're seeing from these eight?
Yes. They've got, records of their, rising scores, test scores, and, doing things within their districts that, have made them where they're good superintendent candidate material now.
Do you recall if any, if not all, are currently superintendents?
Most of them are. They are all employed right now, and most of them are superintendents. There might be an assistant, I don't know, but most of them are superintendents right now.